Jason Rasidlo reporting live from the 2007 edition of Chrysler Arts Beats and Eats, and I'm with Ms. Kelly Shepherd. Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, that was going to be my next question about Brian McKnight. How is it working with him?
It's amazing. You know, it was very intimidating at first because he's such a talent, you know, just songwriting alone. He's amazing. And he's such a nice person, too, which tops it all off.
All right. You have a title for your new album?
You know what? I don't. I keep going back and forth on different things. So as soon as I know, y'all will know, too.
How many songs will be on it?
I'd probably say 11 to 12.
All righty. And what did you think of the Downtown Hoedown where you performed earlier this year in May?
It was amazing. My first time in Detroit. And I was a little skeptical. I was like, wow, country in Detroit. But, you know, I mean, the fans are so loyal and they were so nice. I mean, just it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. So.
Alrighty. And what is your favorite song to perform live?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'd probably have to say either the Reba McEntire song, Why Haven't I Heard From You, or my song Over.
And where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years, gosh, hopefully, you know, maybe having a couple records out that did really well and headlining, you know, a tour and, you know, maybe even taking a break and having a family, too. So I'm really excited. My God, 10 years seems so far away. That's so weird to think about. But, you know, I really hope, you know, that's really all I want, just to, you know, have a tour that I headline and lots of records out.
Okay. Will you be going on tour?
Yes, hopefully soon. You know, we've been doing, you know, shows randomly here recently, and in 2008 we're about to really hit it hard. So.
Very good. And what do you enjoy most about being a country singer?
The fans. And you know, I know that's so cliche to say, but everybody's so nice, and it's so amazing to know that people receive your music, because it's very nerve-wracking, you know, when you write and you hope that they embrace a song the way you do. And it's amazing just to see people, to look out in the crowd and see them sing your songs.
All right, thank you. We look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thank you very much.